Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
Wake up.
Let's go.
Woo!
The Wake Up Call. Kevin, Katie, and Rabe.
There's a new ad that's out for the Peloton. Is that how you call it?
Yeah.
It's a Peloton bike, which ranges starting at about $2,000.
Yeah.
Very fancy exercise bike. But there is a TV commercial that's been out of a woman. It's a 30-second TV spot of a woman that received the bike as a present from her husband. And then she explains how she's super nervous and then gets on it. It's gotten some weird feedback. If you want to watch the commercial, you can text BIKE to 73389. Here's a clip.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton? Give it up for our first time ride.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this. 5 days in a row. You surprised?
I am.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
Let's go, Grace in Boston. 50 rides.
She just said my name. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton.
So in this commercial, it's a lot of her doing like
exercise selfies.
Right. And like basically it's like she's doing an exercise vlog. So when you hear her say like, okay, five days in a row, it's her talking to her camera doing this like fitness vlog.
I find most of it funny. I find most of how terrible it is from the song choice
to
the fact that she's shooting selfie videos. Because at the end of the commercial, it's a year later, quote unquote, a year later.
Yes.
And she is showing her husband a year's worth of selfie exercise videos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's that part of it. But the part that people are really going after is the fact that this woman was given as a gift. It's not wrapped or even have a bow on it.
Which
it's,
people seem really wound up about as
well, listen, if
that freaking matters.
If you're going to give somebody a $2,500 exercise bike as a Christmas present,
save the money on the bow.
You put a bow on it. Mercedes does it in their commercials every year. And you have to buy really big bows too for cars. Second of all, it's the fact that he's giving an exercise bike to an already gorgeous, fit, skinny woman
who doesn't
change her appearance whatsoever until the end of the commercial, which is quote unquote a year later.
Okay,
there's lots of people making the argument about like what kind of image does that put out for women and physical, and you can have that argument. I just think it's funny that they picked somebody who was already gorgeous and in shape.
You know that there are lots of reasons to exercise that don't include your size, right? Your heart, feeling better, getting stronger. And the internet is like, what does she even need a Peloton bike for? She's already skinny.
At the beginning of the commercial, she's talking into her camera to herself about how nervous she is.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm so nervous. What are you nervous about? What's going to happen? Maybe Katie's right. If she's doing it for cardiovascular strength, maybe she's nervous. She's going to have a heart attack and die the first time she does it.
766-1065. Jessica, what do you think?
Katie is absolutely right that there's 100 more reasons to work out than to just be skinny. And if they were to have a heavier person on the commercial, then everybody would be mad about, well, they're saying that fat people need to lose weight.
You might be right.
If they actually showed, you know what, then both of you should probably call Curves up and tell them that their decades-long marketing has been wrong all this time. Because nobody wants to watch not healthy people becoming healthy.
If you don't think that their commercials include like before and after pictures,
yeah,
you're crazy.
So do it before and after. The commercial literally takes place a year later.
766-1065. Allie, what's your comment on this?
My comment is that we don't know the context of the commercial very well. Maybe she's been wanting this for years. Maybe she's a professional biker, you know?
Well, then what are you nervous about? This should be like, what's
that
expression?
Pushing herself.
Riding a bike.
Feeling like she's going to not be able to achieve her goal. Like, that part of it, I feel like people are finding so many reasons to pick this apart. If you want to pick it apart because of the selfie culture and now we have to film everything like people care. Pick that part apart. Don't pick apart the fact that he didn't put a bow on it.
Yeah, someone texted in at 73389. I agree with Gavin on all points. I already didn't like the commercial, but his points made me dislike it even more. Bad music, bad premise.
Wayne, after you saw it, did you think that, like, if you'd just seen it and you hadn't heard about this quote-unquote backlash, did you think that there was anything wrong with it?
Why wasn't there a bow on the bike?
God!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.